This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage your women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day.
Your Lane Talk Show with Coach Trish Hannah. Hello, 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 family. Welcome to Your Lane Talk Show. I'm your host, Coach Trish Hannah. It is so wonderful to be in your company once again on this beautiful Sunday. Listen, if you are tuning in to this show for the very first time, let me tell you, we are 3 years in and we are two months in on Guardian Talk Radio, and it is a delight to be here. Your Lane Talk Show was purposed to encourage, empower, and educate women of all ages. I gone blank for 2 seconds. Of all ages. And listen, these, even though we have had or proposed to have or set out to have, I should say, women listeners only, we don't. I can tell you we don't. We've had men who've tuned in, who always tuning in, those who come to me on the food store. Hey, you Coach Trish. Hey, I love you. I love it. I love this. I hope my wife listens to this. Sometimes I have the volume tune up, and I make sure she listens and she tuning in. So for the men that are tuning in, kudos to you. Thank you so much for tuning in. All right. So we're not going to limit our conversations just to men. If you notice, since I have been on Guardian Talk Radio, all of my topics have been gender neutral. We have been saying things, even though it's for women, men were able to call in and men were able to state, you know, this is my opinion about the matter. This is my views on the matter. So we want to thank you and want to welcome you. So I don't even think I'm going to moving forward. I don't even think I want to just say just for the women. So let's just open it up and say men and women can tune in and they can call in and they can win prizes, what y'all been doing anyway, on this show, on Your Lane Talk Show, okay? Now, this particular series we started, it's called Won't He Do It? And so for every Sunday, what we do is we have women and men, obviously, because it's a couple last week, to come in and they share about their testimonies. We share about the real stories of how God has brought them through what should have taken them out, okay? And if this is your first time, like I said before, welcome, because what we're doing is we want to ensure that people who tune in, they have, you know, a little bit of, hey, I'm not the only one going through this. Somebody else been there? You know, you want to feel that, hey, if that person can endure this, then I can endure this too. All right, so come tune in, man, because we're talking about domestic abuse today. But last week we had with us Dion and Katrina Conliff. This is a couple who've endured the testing of their marriage due to abuse and church abuse, if I need to say anything more. And that's because they had pastors at their church, the church that they went to, a previous church, who manipulated them to the point where they almost divorced or separated. You know, the pastor wanted to get in between their marriage, saying things to the husband to cause him to, you know, to want to neglect his wife, his home, to be in the church and serve in the church while the wife is just at home or visiting another church. No, man. Anyway, we can talk about that another time. If you want to hear about that particular show, it's episode 140, I Survived Church Hurt, okay? You can go on YouTube, Coach Trishana, or you can go onto the Guardian app. That's episode 140 on the Guardian app, and you can listen to it there, all right? But today's episode of the Won't He Do It series is titled I Survived Domestic Abuse. Now, before I get into everything, I'm going to let y'all know, for those who may not know what domestic abuse is, it's also called domestic violence, and it is a pattern of behavior in which one person in a relationship tries to control, intimidate, or harm the other. It can happen in marriages, dating relationships, or between family members, and it includes several types of abuse. We have physical abuse, that's with the hitting, the slapping, the punching, the choking, all this other stuff. We got verbal abuse with the name calling, you know, when they calling people outside of your name, when they, you know, saying things, when they ain't supposed to be saying, all the insults and you humiliating people in public, the constant criticism, etc. We have emotional abuse, which is manipulation, threats, controlling behavior, isolation from friends and family, or gaslighting, y'all know about that, right? Making the victim doubt their reality. We have sexual abuse, which is any non-consensual sexual contact or behavior. And then, of course, believe it or not, we have financial abuse, controlling a partner's access to money or resources to limit their independence. And guess what can I tell you? We have these things going on in this country, believe it or not. I've heard the stories. I don't have enough shows for the amount of stories that I've heard. I'm trying my best to cover as many as I possibly can, but I can tell you these are happening, especially the last one with financial abuse, where you have people who are in marriages where their husbands are controlling their money, and there's one person in particular, this particular show, what is coming up, she don't even want her face to be on the screen, all right? But she wanted to share her issues with financial abuse. Well, whenever she gets paid, her husband takes the money. This is happening in our country. Oh, my God. Listen, we can tune into that. Y'all tune into that show when that show comes, all right? Domestic abuse is about power and control, not love. All right. It can happen to anyone, regardless of gender, age, race, or socioeconomic status. And it often leaves deep emotional and physical scars. And I want you to know that we have a guest here today who went through years of physical and verbal abuse from her ex-husband. But she's here today alive, free, and on fire for God. Her testimony is raw. It's powerful, and it's going to remind you that there's no pit too deep, no pain too heavy, and no chain too strong for God to break. I have to say that. I had to say that because there's some people who believe that they can't get out of their domestic situation. They believe that if they stay within that, that means that that person is going to change at some point, and they love them no matter what, and they only hit me once or twice. That's all right, because at the end of the day, they still taking me out on Sundays to go get ice cream. Oh, okay, tune in. All right? There are lots of ways that we can be heard today. We got Guardian 96.9 FM dial. We have channel 969 on cable. We have BTC Flow channel 612. The Guardian radio app for those who have the Android or Apple, and on the website, guardiantalkradio.com. You can also watch us on Facebook, Your Lane Life Coaching, or on YouTube, Coach Trish Hanna Live, all right? Now, the question of the day is, why do you think so many people stay silent about abuse? Let's talk about that. Why do you think that so many people stay silent in and about abuse, especially those who are presently in it? And I can't say that they don't want to seek help, but they don't go and seek help, all right? Why do you think that is? Now, the number to call, the numbers are 422-GR96. That's WhatsApp. So you could WhatsApp your answer, or 323-6232. You can call in 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. And for those who are on Facebook, yes, you can come ahead. You can actually state your answer on Facebook as well, okay? So you have an opportunity to speak. And thank you so much for those who are tuning in on Facebook. I see your messages. Thank you so much. So why do you think, I'm going to ask this question again, why do you think so many people stay silent about abuse, especially the ones who are in it, all right? We're going to want to hear from you all today. So while we're doing that, all right, I want to say that a special thank you to our sponsors for episode 141. Won't He Do It Part 2? This is I Survived Domestic Abuse. And the sponsors for today are Yerlane Life Coaching, John's Shoe Store and Accessories, Emmanuel Medical Center, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, and Tropical Gyros. Thank you so much to my sponsors. Now, we are honored to welcome a remarkable woman of strength and resilience. Her name is Hina Simmons. Now, Hina was born in Nairobi, Kenya, and Hina holds both a bachelor's and master's of science degree in biology. She was married for 22 years and is the proud mother of 3 boys and 1 girl. Just want to make sure, because child, if you look at her, you wouldn't think she had no children. Okay, after many seasons, Hina separated from her husband in 2023 and just recently finalized her divorce this month. Wow, I don't even know what to say about that, because we're going to talk about that in a minute. You know, I don't want to say anything out of the way. that's a moment right there for me. Today, she is courageously sharing her story of survival, healing, and hope following years of physical and verbal abuse. You're a strong woman. You are a strong woman. Get ready to be inspired by her powerful testimony of walking through pain and coming into freedom. And I salute you even for the courage to come on and speak. Yeah? So thank welcome, you. Hina. Welcome to your Lane Talk Show.
Thank you.
So just a little icebreaker for you now. I read that you have your bachelor's and master's degree in science, right? And biology. So I want to know, because of your impressive academic journey, because child, I failed. I loved biology in high school, but when I went into UB, which is COB at that time, I completely failed biology. I was like, what in the world? But because of your love for it, obviously, this is just an icebreaker. What's one fun or surprising fact about science or nature that really fascinates or impresses you?
So science for me is easy. A lot of people are like, well, how do you do this? But science for me is easy because I like to understand how things work, especially human body, living things, let's just say living mm-hmm. things. And I found out as I learned and as I progressed that everything in nature is connected. We are connected to the trees, to the air, to the ground. And that's remarkable, because that's when you understand that the creator, somebody with infinite knowledge, was able to intertwine these small, tiny, minuscule cells and atoms and everything and put it all together. So that somehow or the other, whether we know it or not, we are communicating with the grass and the trees and each other. Mm-hmm. You hear a lot of people say, well, I can feel the energy. Mm-hmm. That's communication, probably not what we're used to, because, you know, you talk, you hug, right. You shake hands, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy investigating and finding answers. Like, why does this happen? Well, how is this connected? Mm-hmm. You know, so,
yeah. Awesome. It is so awesome to have you on board on your Lane Talk Show. We want to get straight into it. Mm-hmm. I just want you to share with us. I want you to take us back to the beginning. Take us back to how you met your ex-husband and what was your relationship like in the early days before the abuse began?
So it wasn't long, maybe a month after. So I went to school in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And maybe a month, first of all, just moving, never having been out the house. So if you look at the distance, physical distance, Kenya, North Carolina, mm-hmm. that's 2 flights. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And never physically having been out too far away from my parents, that in itself was a scary journey because now I'm by myself.
Yeah.
Like, you jump on a plane, go here, and then go to North Carolina. And I ended up arriving on a Sunday, not knowing, okay, where am I going? Who's coming to get me? No tangible information. Mm-hmm. And this is what, now that I think back to it, now as we're talking, this helps me understand that even back then when I did not know who God really was, because mm-hmm. I grew up as Hindu. When I did not know God really was, he was still there back yeah. in the day. So probably a month after, it was one of those, you know, you pass somebody by and then they come back and they look for you. mm-hmm. And then things just start. And in hindsight, there were a lot of red flags. There were a lot of red flags. But I think back then, I didn't know better. You know, I think because I was so, I don't want to use the word sheltered, but, you know, kept so close to home. I didn't know better in terms of experiencing people outside mm-hmm. the circle that my parents had us in.
So you met your husband in college?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a Bahamian?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's good. So when we get back, we're going to talk about how all of this happened. Now, mind you, we only got 1 hour.
Yes.
So so all the little pretty talking and the little curves and stuff, we can minimize that so we can get straight to the point. You met him in college. Mm-hmm. You saw some red flags, but you ignored them.
Yes.
And you just wanted to ensure that, you know, whatever it is what he was saying, obviously you fell for it.
So hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, my goodness. So what we're going to do real quick, right? We're going to take a break. And then right after this break, we're going to talk about what got you to stay hooked. What got you to stay sinkered and armored and anchored in to this Bahamian man. Because you an African.
Yeah. Indian.
An Indian from Africa. Get hooked up with Bahamian man. My God. It's in the conch. We'll talk about that later. Let's take a break. We'll get right back to you right after these messages.
Germs can spread fast, but with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaport, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
At Emmanuel Medical Center, we promote and encourage physical, mental, and spiritual health and wellness in an affordable, evidence-based package. Our team of medical professionals offer a wide range of services, including hypertension, diabetes, and cholesterol management, child and adolescent health care, primary health care for adults, confidential screening and management of STIs, as well as a full suite of mental health services. Give us a call today to schedule your appointment at 393-9355. That's 393-WELL, Emmanuel Medical Center. helping you achieve wellness.
Feel the forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Eric has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Airwick brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Airwick, it's not just a scent, it's a nature moment.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Listen, you know, I keep pushing. Oh, there you go. You know, I keep pushing the fact that we only have an hour, right? I'm hoping that my production manager hears me throwing shade every Sunday, but he's working it out for us, right? So we can get our hour and a half. But, you know, I still got to throw shade because as a Bahamian, that's what we do, right? All right, let's get back to it. So, you know, let's talk about the fact that, hey, you met your Bahamian guy in university, and what happened? How you get up? What did he say to you? How did he approach you?
It was, all I can say is it was a lot of words. A lot of words, and I guess it was different because I've never experienced that. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of different words. And then I was in school, so I really was focused on school.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, it was like, okay, hey. And so time passed and then we got to know each other. And honestly speaking, he was different then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was just for show or mm-hmm. if that was, you know, something changed, but he was mm-hmm. different then. And then after a while, then our first son was born and me being Indian.
Hold on. You had a son in school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For him.
Yes.
I tell y'all fast, Bahamian. I was going to say that. Get in trouble. Y'all fool with yes. this nice Indian girl from yes. Africa who ain't ever been in no relationship. These Bahamian dudes need to stop mm-hmm. their foolishness right now. Y'all need to stop it. You should see Wally doing his head like this. My God. So he come yes. there. You in school.
Yes.
Sweet talk you 2 seconds. Yes. And pop comes the baby.
Pop comes the baby.
My God. Go ahead.
Listen, it had to be by God's grace because mm. I was able to not stop school because it's no joke. You have a baby and you got full-time classes. it is not a joke.
No.
So by God's grace, I was able to finish school. And then we got married in 2000. And then I moved here in 2003. So that was right after my master's degree.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was one of those, you got to come home or else, you know. And at this point now, I'm married, I have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm seeing things and I'm like, did I make a mistake? But you know, and
no good. Hold on. Mm-hmm. What things you've been seeing? Because you talk about red flags. Let me give me one or two little red flags.
Okay.
For these young things. Folks out there who
right.
can't. Yeah.
So it changed, you know, as I got into my master's, mm-hmm. it's like, well, you don't need to do that. What you doing that for? You don't need to do that. Ain't nobody gonna check all that out. And anyway, you ain't gonna get far with that, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm hearing this and I'm like, what? But me being me,
yeah.
I was like, whatever, mm-hmm. I'm gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it was, oh, well, you gotta come home now or else.
Come home now to the Bahamas.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
or else. And I'm like, but we had this discussion, told you master's program is two and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the kicker. I got a scholarship for the full 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So what are we making noise about, right? And I have a part-time job and I work on campus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing a full load, taking care of a kid, have a part. So what's all the fuss about? But anyway,
mm-hmm.
because I was like, I sat down, I'm like, okay, well, you got married, you have a child, now you're committed. So let's follow through. So mm-hmm. against every instinct inside of me, I left it all and I drove down to Florida. Hop, skip, and jump on a. I think we got on a boat to Freeport because mm-hmm. I had some stuff, and then flew to Nassau. wasn't even, what, 5 months in, and this was a completely different person, you know. And at this point, what do I do? I've left everything that I knew. Mm-hmm. Home is too far away. There's nobody here that I know. So what do I do? So I guess instinct kicked in, and it's like, okay, you got to dig in and just try make it work.
So when was the first time you realized, like, that notice that first signs of verbal, because he already done tell you it don't make no sense. You start until mm-hmm. we ready. You don't see that from then. But now that you're home, you have your baby. What were some of the signs, or what were some of the things that he was saying?
So it was. It started with, well, you don't get up early enough to cook breakfast, but you don't eat breakfast. Why am I cooking breakfast? Mm-hmm. If I cook breakfast, it sits on the stove all day. Oh, well, you need to get up at 5 o'clock and do this. Why? You know, what? Give me, because I am a logical person. Mm-hmm. Tell me what this is for. I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I don't have no problem. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, and then if I do cook, oh, well, this looks like you're feeding the dog. You're feeding the dog. Oh. Okay, tell me what I did wrong. I don't have to tell you what you did wrong. You don't, no. Some of it, 90% of it didn't make sense to me. Because if I come to you and say, hey, look, this is a problem, you're going to ask me, well, where's the problem yes. so I can fix it?
Yes.
There was no answer to the problem, you know? And then it would be, you know, a whole week of that foolishness. And then the next 2 weeks would be, hey, fine and dandy. Hey, you want to go out for dinner? You want to do this? You want to do that?
So he switches.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it, my brain was so confused. And at the same time, like I said, we still had our first son. And I had to keep it going. And then I found out I was pregnant with my second son mm-hmm. in 2004. And so once that happened, I was like, oh, my God. So it just, that was a really tough pregnancy. And during that time, it got really, really, really bad. Uh-huh. It's one thing that you have a kid, you know, 3, 4, I think it was 4 years old at that point. Mm-hmm. And then you're pregnant. Your hormones are all over the place.
Wow.
You're stressed out because mm-hmm. every other day it's something. Mm-hmm. Oh, this isn't right. Oh, you don't. Oh, why aren't the folds, clothes folded? So oh, why isn't the floor mopped?
You.
But I'm working full time. Mm-hmm. I'm pregnant. I'm taking care of my first son. At the same time, you get up in the morning. You do all these things. You stay all day at school. I used to teach back then. Mm-hmm. You stay all day at school. You come back home. You're running around. You got to cook dinner then. Why isn't the floor mopped? I'm like, why don't you help? Oh, well, that's not my job. Okay, what? You know, oh, this food is not hot enough. It just, like, at that point, I went into survival mode.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, Hina, just be quiet. Just do it. And it's not that I never used to say anything. It's just that when you're pregnant, you're tired.
Yeah.
And the second pregnancy took a lot. Like, I was sick for the first 3 months. Mm-hmm. We had a hurricane. Remember, we had a hurricane. And he said, well, you need to come outside. The air is fresh. At this point, I'm laying in bed because I have morning sickness. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sick. I can't mm-hmm. eat anything. Oh, well, I don't know what you're making noise about. It's just the pregnancy. Like, bro.
Well, you be pregnant then. You be pregnant for 9 months if it's just a pregnancy.
Bro.
Anyway, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I remember one night, and this is the craziest. Like, this image is stuck in my head. Yeah. I don't know what triggered the ruckus, mm-hmm. but it was about... And he came home, and something happened. I don't remember what happened. And that turned into him throwing a glass, actual glass. So from the kitchen to the living room, mm-hmm. throwing a glass at me, right? I can't
still
remember.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was 4 months in or something, mm-hmm. 5 months in. And at that point, our first son was sleeping, but because of the ruckus, he woke up and he came up front. Mm-hmm. And the glass broke. And at that point, I'm trying to move away, and I end up, somehow I ended up on the ground, and all I could feel was him kicking me, right? He kicked me in my stomach, and at that point, everything, and my first son was watching this. I remember him sitting there watching this, and I don't know how it stopped. I don't remember how it stopped. I tried to fight back, but at that point, I was weak. I really physically...
Yeah.
I was weak. Everything inside of me wanted to fight back, but mm-hmm. I physically did not have the strength. And then it stopped, and I left the house. I can't remember what happened after that. And then the next day, like right after the next day, it was like, hey, good morning. I was like, oh, my God.
Yep, that's them. That's them.
And I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, for those who may be experiencing anything like this where your significant other may abuse you in any way. Remember, I listed a few forms of abuse, the physical, sexual, verbal abuse, financial abuse, and they do this, emotional abuse. They will do what they have to do, and then 2 seconds later or a couple hours later, they'll act like they're your best mm-hmm. friends, like y'all been boys from then, you know yeah. what I mean? Like y'all play dominoes together, like nothing happened, mm-hmm. all right? If you find yourself in a situation where you keep coming back or keep staying for whatever reason, help. I had to put a little pause there. Go ahead.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. see, at that time, like I say, I was here. I was by myself.
What made you stay? What made you stay?
Honestly, mentally, I was not ready. And two, being pregnant, where am I going? Right. Where am I going, right? I can't call my mom and dad and say, hey, I'm coming back home, because this is not an option, right?
Can I ask you a question? I don't know if you're able to share this. How supportive were your parents when you actually got married? Were they actually to the wedding?
No.
Where was the wedding?
No, they were not. And again, in hindsight, I see that was a way, one of God's ways of trying to deter me from even going down this road, mm-hmm. right? You know, they say God uses people to talk to you.
Yes.
I didn't know that back then. Mm-hmm. Right now that I think about all of it, and they weren't. They were like, don't do it. You got to finish your studies. Don't mm-hmm. do it. Don't mm-hmm. do it. But, you know, I did it. that's why a lot of it also, I think, pointed to, well, I didn't listen to what people were telling me. I did this. So you know what? I turned on myself. It's like, you brought this on yourself. Now you got to deal with it. Mm-hmm. You know, you made your bed. Deal with it. So it wasn't what made me stay. It was, that's what happened internally. Something clicked in my brain. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, you got to deal with it. So now I started blaming myself. And I don't know, I guess adrenaline, whatever it is, your survival mechanism kicks in yeah. and you just deal with it. You get up every morning. I was to a point where I was in zombie mode. You know, you get up every morning, you do it, and you just keep going.
Yeah.
And then my second son was born. Everything was fine for a bit. But he never used to sleep through the night. And when I would wake him up to say, hey, can you just... Because I still had to go back to work. Like after the 3 months, mm-hmm. he still wasn't sleeping through the night. I still had to go back to work. Hey, can you help me, you know, get up, this, that? Oh, I have to go to work. I'm not doing it.
So he never supported you with the baby.
And then we had some friends over, and he had a dirty diaper. And, you know, the friend was like, all right, that's your baby. Go change the diaper. He said, oh. That's not my job. I'm a man.
Oh. Oh.
Even the friend was like, what?
Oh, my yeah. goodness. Let me just pause for a second just to read some of these comments. We have a comment on Facebook that says, notice she said she didn't listen to her heart from the beginning, right? So you actually had opportunities to run the next way, but you stayed. Yeah. Someone else says, and there's a comment that says, an abusive story is never easy to listen to. I applaud your guests. Someone else says, I'm so sorry she had to endure this, sending so much love to her. So I just wanted to pause just to read a few of those messages on Facebook. But so you had baby number 3 now. Are you on baby
No,
number
that
three?
Was number 2.
It's number 2. All right, so let's continue.
So time passed, you know, things were up and down. It progressively got worse because then drinking was introduced. Well, not introduced, it just got more and more.
This so him drinking.
Him drinking. Right. Mm-hmm. And then COVID hit. And, well, let me roll back just a bit. Mm-hmm. Before COVID hit, he was like, well, you know, let's just go and have one more baby. And I was like, uh-oh.
Hold on. This the one who didn't want to help you change Pampers?
Yes. Yeah.
But he want to have another baby. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Just one more. Just let's go. One more. Uh-huh. I guess because me thinking, okay, things were good for a while. And then, you know, I was also in the mindset that if I, quote unquote, behave, mm-hmm. he will change. You know, you hear about this all the time. And while I was living it, it you know, to me it was like, this is normal behavior, yeah. Which is not. It's not normal behavior. So I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, so that happened. And that, it sounds bad, but surprisingly, that pregnancy wasn't as traumatic, but not physically, not traumatic, but verbally, it was a lot. You know, yeah. he got very verbal. Everything was a problem. Oh, you don't do this. Oh, you don't do that. Oh, you're out of shape. I'm like,
oh Lord.
And then, you know, at some point it was, oh, you're not really doing your duties as a woman. Mm. I'm not feeling good. We're you know, mm-hmm. But all of that, to hear all of that, and there was a lot of shouting and carrying on, and not so much physical this time, was more verbal. Yeah. You know, just, oh, you are this. Mind you, at this time, I had a full-time job, yeah. Was taking care of two kids, was pregnant, and doing everything else in the house. Yeah. Oh, you, you know, one day, 2:00 in the morning, I need you to make me a sandwich. Mind you, I just gone to bed at 12.
So you were sleeping? You were asleep.
Yes.
He woke you up.
Yes.
To ask you.
Yes.
To make a sandwich for
yes.
him. 2:00 in the morning.
Yes.
While pregnant.
Yes.
Okay.
So going through all of that, baby came. And here's the kicker. The baby came and we came home. And the next morning, so I literally just came home from giving birth. And the next morning it was like, well, why isn't breakfast ready? I was
no.
like, well, I promise you, I'm not making this up. I am not making this up. I want grits, eggs. What was it? Grits, eggs, sausage.
Oh, my goodness.
And tuna. So I was like, fine, watch the baby. I'll do it. I'm still in pain because the birth was difficult. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not watching the baby. Thankfully, his sister was there because she stayed with me while...
To help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she said, anyway, I'll take the baby. Because when he showed up, she was tense too. So I'm assuming that this behavior, she's used to it. Mm-hmm. Even though they, you know, they haven't made the breakfast. I don't know. The AC was too cold. This stupid stuff now. Mm-hmm. Or the AC is so cold. I started screaming and shouting because the AC was too cold. I'm like, bro, get up and turn it to whatever you want. What are you talking about?
Wow.
So now he's screaming about the AC. The baby's crying. The food is taking, the food is taking too long. The other kids are there just watching me and watching him. His sister closed the door because she had to be, she has zero patience.
Yeah.
So this me trying to hurry up, get the stuff together, do the breakfast, close the door. I sit down for 1 second to take a breather because now, you know, my body
anxiety.
Physically
yeah.
reacts
yeah.
to it.
Yeah.
And it just was like, oh my God, you know, what did you just do? Like I had to question myself, but then again, mentally I wasn't ready because all those years of just mentally being told what I am not,
yeah,
and just going through the whole process, I had broken down inside. My head yeah. was dark.
Yeah.
It is the best way I can explain it. Yeah. It was dark. And so after the third one was born, and then I found I was pregnant with my last the girl. Mm-hmm. And that was 6 months into giving birth to the third one. I was like, I cried in that doctor's office. She's like, congratulations, you're pregnant, 6 months pregnant. I was like, mm-mm.
So let me ask you real quick, what was the specific turning point for you, that breaking moment that gave you the courage to walk away?
So one night, so now they're growing, they're about 2 years old, and yeah. one night again, a ruckus broke out. He came home drunk. I had food on the stove, he was eating. And I used to help in the business. Mm-hmm. So one comment, oh, you're stealing money from me. I'm like, what? Oh, well, X, Y, and Z client didn't send. I said, yes, because client said they're delayed. And this is towards the holidays, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I walked away. I was walking away. So let me tell you, I don't stay quiet. If you're going to accuse me about that, I'm not. I'm telling you what I have to say. Mm-hmm. And I walked away. Mm-hmm. And as I was walking away, so it's again in the front room. The couch, he's on the couch. I'm walking away to go to the back. The kids are standing on the other side. I'm walking away. I didn't hear him get up. At that point, the oldest son had moved out. So it was just the two babies and the second son. Mm-hmm. And he somehow ended up behind me, grabbed my hair, turned me around, and was trying to choke me, I think. And all I could see was the two kids. Like, my vision was on the two kids.
And they're watching.
And they're watching. Mm-hmm. Like, my daughter is watching. She's watching. And so I had started working out, and I was learning self-defense, because at this point, I'm like, okay, you got to inch yourself out of this, right? Yeah. And so I fought back. And as I got away, all I saw was, he's a size 12 foot. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he did it, but he swiveled, and his whole foot came into my chest. Oh. So on the left side, bam. Like, I ended up on the floor, mm-hmm. right? All this time, my eyes were on the kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching the horror in my daughter's. She's only, what, two? Mm-hmm. Two, maybe three? I could see it. I got up, and I ended up having to fight him off of me. And they were still watching. And I got up, and then I locked myself in the room mm-hmm. till he left. And then at that point, the kids were crying. So that was it. That for me, it was like, you know what? It's time to get out. But then COVID hit. Yeah. So I'd served, 2018 was when I first served the papers. I don't know whether this was divinely planned or what. My dad at that time was here. He just had come to stay with us for a bit. Wow. When he got served, by the time I came home, he was talking to my dad, boohooing about how he's the victim. Oh, you don't know, she's so difficult to live with. And she's right? And my dad comes to me. I was like, uh-uh. But somehow, my dad convinced me to give him one more chance. So I withdrew the application.
Oh. So I had to suck my teeth. I just go
no,
ahead.
No, I suck my teeth too. I withdrew. I said, fine, Dad. Just to give my dad. Because at this point, I thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, fine. You're an outsider. You've just been here. I could give you, you know, oh, well, try this, try that, whatever. So I withdrew it. And then COVID hit, and it just went. It got to the point where he did not care that he was having an affair with somebody on a different island. And they were calling each other mm-hmm. while we're stuck in the house. Like, I don't know. Like I have, you know, like I'm stupid or something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so at that point, I had converted. So that's the part I want to say. In 2017, I got confirmed and I converted when my second son in the church where they have the confirmation, then you convert.
Yeah.
So the priest said, come to confirmation classes, mm-hmm. then you get baptized. Mm-hmm. And that was for me. Mm-hmm. For him, it was just confirmation.
Yeah.
And so I went through the whole exercise and... Yeah, I was in zombie mode. Nobody, if you looked at my face at that point, you would think someone's forcing me to do this. I had no strength. I had no energy. I did not want to sit through the classes. I was depressed,
yeah.
right? But I went through it. I went through it. And at that point, I slowly started understanding who God is.
That's actually what I was going to ask you next. Like, when did your faith kick in? To knowing who, because you said you came from a Hindu
right.
home, right?
And I didn't understand the Hindu religion. Yeah. Honestly, it was always something inside of me was like, what? This doesn't make any sense, yeah? Because I'm looking for purpose. I'm looking for what is it? If I have a question, mm-hmm. give me an answer. Mm-hmm. The Hindu religion doesn't give you answers, just gives you these circular Latin style mm-hmm. sayings. And it's like, what does that mean? Oh, we don't know. Just take it. We this is a, you mm-hmm. know. No, mm-hmm. I need to understand what's happening. Mm-hmm. So at that point I wasn't, you know, really close to God in that knowing.
Yeah.
But at that point I started to understand. I came across some of the TV church folks.
Yeah.
In particular, Lakewood Church just popped up on my screen one day when I was really, really having a bad night. 2 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm, you know, I was mm-hmm. just having a horrible night and I was flipping through the channels, came up. And I started watching that and I started learning and started, there's hope, there's love, there's protection, mm-hmm. you know. And slowly, because I really honestly never really opened my Bible, because right. I'm like, I don't understand these words. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this means. Mm-hmm. Well, what is this telling me? And then how the Bible has the different chapters. It's just, you know, all over the place. Mm-hmm. in my darkness, I needed one message. Don't give me 67 messages. Mm-hmm. I'm not understanding that. Give me one. Something to hold on to.
Yeah.
And at that night, I can't remember what the sermon was, but it lit something inside mm-hmm. of me, mm-hmm. gave me a weird kind of supernatural strength.
Yeah.
And that from that there that on, it was like, okay, we're going to learn. And I think through different experiences, everyday experiences, I understood that, you know what, God is here.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain. Like, I felt the difference inside of me. When my first son got into a car crash, so he apparently had a seizure. I got a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your son fell off the wall. What? Like, what does this mean? Oh, we got an ambulance. He has a concussion. How do you get a concussion from falling off a wall?
Mm-hmm.
What the officer neglected to mention was he was in a car accident. He had a seizure. He ran into the back of a Jeep. So he had a crack in the top of his head, internal, and he broke half a bone in the back of his neck.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what I was going to expect. And this was right COVID. That. Yes.
You did, yeah. So as we got to talk after this break, but I want to stay focused on, like, how did you finally leave? Because the first time you already sent him the notice, and then your dad talked you into staying, and then you then been through the torture all of again.
Yep.
In the midst of all of that, you found God. Yes. You know, and you were able to get answers to questions that the mm-hmm. hope, you know, the endurance and how to stay and stick, you know, with your life.
Right.
And so now when we actually get back off of this break, I want you to tell us, when did you finally leave? And, of course, how was the healing process for you while you left?
During your
time away, all right? So let's take a break real quick, and then when we come back, we get those answers.
The forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Eric has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Eric brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Airwick, it's not just a scent, it's a nature moment.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com. Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
Always on the go. Listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
At Emmanuel Medical Center, we promote and encourage physical, mental, and spiritual health and wellness in an affordable, evidence-based package. Our team of medical professionals offer a wide range of services, including hypertension, diabetes, and cholesterol management, child and adolescent health care, primary health care for adults, confidential screening and management of STIs, as well as a full suite of mental health services. Give us a call today to schedule your appointment at 393-9355. That's 393-WELL, Emmanuel Medical Center, helping you achieve wellness.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Germs can spread fast, but with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, y'all. We got like 9 minutes, so we're going to try to wrap this up as soon as we possibly can. But Hina, come talk to us about how you finally say, you know what, enough is enough, I got to go. Tell us that, and then tell us the journey of your emotions, like what all the healing process you had to go through to get to this point where you are now.
Right. So that was, COVID was there. And then 2022, February, when we were finally, you know, open for business, or starting to open for business. It was the end of that, because he came into town one big ruckus later. I mean, this was some crazy stuff. He involved all his friends and stuff, because in his mind, it was, oh, you're cheating. Mm. Okay, whatever. So I finally filed. I filed in March. And here's the really sneaky part of it. He found out, and he contacted the lawyer that I was using. The lawyer was like, your ex called me. How did he get my number? I was like, I don't know. Because I guess he knows people anyway. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I was like, it took a while because the courts were closed. Mm-hmm. And then finally he got served in September of 2022. And let me tell you, back then it felt like, oh my God, it felt so, impatience is not the word. It just felt like, when is this going to happen? Because now you're desperate now. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done this. Escalate. Is he going to? So I have fear, anxiety, anger, mm-hmm. just always looking over my shoulder. What's going to happen? I wasn't sleeping well at night because mm-hmm. what if I get attacked at night? All mm-hmm. kinds of thoughts. Mm-hmm. But anyway, God's timing is God's timing. And so we went ahead, and the process was served, or the paper, whatever, that was served in September. As soon as that paper was served, so I wasn't working, mm-hmm. because again, COVID, and then the job I had, the office closed, so all the persons hired got laid off in December of 2017. So from 2018 onwards, I was helping in the business, mm-hmm. and mind you, I got really good at it, so the business soared. Mm-hmm. As soon as that happened, he closed the accounts. He had not closed the accounts. He took my name off the account.
Is that possible, though? Don't yeah. you have to come in and sign or something like that? There's nope. nothing? He could just come there and just...
I was naive enough to say, you know what? I don't need any paperwork or anything. So he just told the bank. And he knows people. So he told the bank.
Oh.
And this is where God's grace stepped in, because the day he shut that down was the next day I got called to start at a job.
Praise the Lord. Devil, you don't stop no show around here. So how has it been for you? So did you pack up and take the kids? And
no,
you went somewhere
else? Where am I going? Where? No, nobody left.
Nobody left.
So
he didn't leave. He's like,
the divorce minute. Papers, and y'all yeah. were still in the house together?
I wasn't. Where was I going with two babies in it? So he said he wasn't going, and there was enough room where I could be in one room, he could be in the next. Yeah. But of course, the terrorizing never stopped. Mm-hmm. But I did, I got stronger physically. I was able to hold my ground. Mm-hmm. And as time went on, the girl he was seeing back then, I guess she, and again, this is why I say God moves in weird ways, because I think God used her to move him out the house, because she said to him she wasn't comfortable with him staying in the house right. Yeah. So he packed up one day. I came home and he was gone. I was like, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
I love it.
At that time, peace came on the house. A different me. So the anxiety went away. The anger was still there, because I was thinking, oh, unfair, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But along the way, I learned how to let it go. That's the hardest thing.
That's what I want to know, because you have some women who go through situations like this, and the last thing that goes is that forgiveness. Like, they battle with mm-hmm. forgiveness. Can mm-hmm. I ask you today, Hina, between me and you right now on this is August 10th, 2025, it's 4:56. Have you forgiven your ex?
I'm pretty sure up to 2 weeks ago, I hadn't. But today, as I was coming here, I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? I don't feel anything. I just feel sorry for him, but I don't feel the rage that I used to feel. And that was the hardest thing to get rid of. Yeah. That was, tough.
Because the forgiveness is always that last thing. So real quick, you got 1 minute. I want to ask you, what message would you share with someone listening right now who feels trapped in an abusive relationship?
God is there with you, but you have to hold on to him. The process is long. I can't even tell you how dark you feel sometimes, but the process is long. And what got me through, I would listen to sermons all the time. I had YouTube, oh my gosh, just very specific. And like I say, Lakewood Church helped me a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I would just listen to songs that calm my mind and believe that when the time is right, it's time to go when the time is right. And so now I go with the flow. I don't like it. I want results tomorrow, to be very honest. If God gave me results in the next 20 minutes, I'd be happy, but that's not the plan. So you wait and you just hold on. You find the smallest thing to hold on to.
Yeah.
In real life, what does that look like? Your children. It may look like just getting up every day. Hey, today something good is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to train my brain. I had to come out of survival mentality into thriving mentality. It's a long process.
Yeah.
You have to do it. It's not pretty at all. But slowly but surely, the darkness goes away. And now people ask me, well, what are you smiling about? Because I walk around with a smile on my face. What are you smiling about? I'm like, because God is good.
My God. God is good.
It's a weird peace. I feel a weird peace inside.
I love that.
Nobody understands it. They're like, well, you're
that's
not
that joy. You can't explain it.
Yeah.
It's unexplainable. Family, there's something powerful about knowing that in our darkest moments, most painful moments, God is not distant. God wasn't distant with Hina from day one. Even while she was in her family's home where they practice Hindu, God's hand and fingerprints were on her. He is close, and he's close to you as well. When abuse breaks your body and words crush your spirit, it can feel like you've been abandoned. But the word tells us that he is near to the brokenhearted. He said he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He doesn't just watch your pain. He steps into it. And he doesn't just watch you cry. He literally holds those tears and bottles them up. My guest today is living proof of this truth. She walked through abuse that should have destroyed her, but God stepped in as her protector, deliverer, and restorer. She's walking around with joy, unspeakable joy, and that can happen and can be for you as well. But can I please admonish you to go ahead and seek help for those who can actually resonate with what she is saying? Go and seek help. Do not stay in it. Just because they're acting nice one day doesn't mean that they're not going to continue to do it the next day. Domestic abuse is never just about a single act or anger or frustration. It is a continuous process, and you don't want to have to go through that. Okay, it's a pattern of control, so you don't want to get involved with that. All right, so I'm heading out now, but I want to thank you so much for tuning into Your Lane Talk Show. Thank you so much, Hina, for being
thank
so
you.
Brave.
Thank you,
you
for
to
having
my
me.
Audience. And thank you to our sponsors, Your Lane Life Coaching, John's Shoe Store and Accessories, Emmanuel Medical Center, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, and Tropical Gyros. And so I want you all to have a wonderful Sunday. Be blessed. And we'll see you next week, Sunday. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.